Education is key to success and a fundamental core of building and developing the future of the children and the country as a whole. But this seems to be disappearing in thin air for South Sudanese children who have taken refuge in Uganda. I am Michael Ojok and welcome to the program Focus on Refugees on 89.5 Speak FM Voices Unlimited. Today, the 25th of September 2017. After fleeing for hundreds of kilometers from South Sudan for the safety of their lives, South Sudanese children now have another fight of adapting to the Ugandan learning system and joining school. UNICEF, the government of Uganda, and other organizations have discussed and put to effect the early childhood development policy in all the primary schools in Uganda, but with more focus specifically on the refugee hosting communities in Uganda, and also hope for the refugee children and the children from the host communities. In the program, UNICEF and Arua District have now embarked on training teachers at Lodonga Primary Teachers College and Arua Koa Primary Teachers College, all in Arua District, on how to carefully handle especially the refugee children while executing their duties in schools and classes. With all these interventions, how is it going to affect on the education performances and also the future of the children? Sam Wadri Nyakua is the LC5 chairperson, Arua District, and he joins us live to explain how this program is impacting on the learning process for the children who had lost hope in education.
This program is called Accelerated Learning Program. Mostly it targets people who should have dropped out of school between the age of 12 onwards. So it is accelerated now. What they are supposed to learn in 7 years, compacted, and they learn it in 3 years. It is haphazard, but it is better than nothing, because those are people who ideally had lost hope, had lost the focus, had lost the future. So they are, through that program, they are able to access basic learning, basic writing, and the numeracy skill. And at P7, they are able to learn some after P7, they hope that they can learn some skills through which they can survive.
Okay. So is it is it sort of a skills training, or it's just normal?
It's a primary education, but it's accelerated. So they're taken through some key thematic areas. And after attaining P7, it is hoped that now they can be able to get some skills training.
So it is only targeting at preparing the children to
disadvantage the children who are the lost people, who are the no chances of going back to school, to common school.
And then maybe I am also made to know that some teachers from especially Lodonga PTC and Narua PTC, they're also being given some basic skills on how to handle such children. I don't know whether that is true.
Yeah, you know, if you are supposed to have been designed originally for 7 years, in 3 years, you know what it means. It requires a special skill.
Let us connect to Adjumani District LC5 chairperson, Mr. James Leko, and find out whether the program is working out in his district, and in any case, it's having the impact it is designed to have.
That assessment we have not done, but what I know is that UNICEF has partnered with the government of Uganda and through Plan International, sponsoring the ECD program. And like I said, we have not evaluated, because it is just this year that the ECD policy was passed, and government has emphasized early childhood development as a compulsory issue in the education sector. So We have not taken keen interest in relating its success, but what I know, it was launched, and we are yet to make that assessment.
Now, say after making the assessment, do you think it's going to fully impact on the people who are intended to benefit from it?
Absolutely, I believe it will have an impact because you realize that the performance under UPP has not been very good because the learners are bombarded with a lot of information that they cannot easily comprehend because of maybe not having education background. I mean, you know, in primary education, the examinations are taken in English, and it is the first fact that children get shy as they are old. But somebody who is like 3 years and enrolled in an IFIT program has a better opportunity of learning English and comprehending issues than the other one who joins directly to go to primary. And that partly explains why performance in primary education in districts like Kampala, where ECD is emphasized, is more better than those that do not have ECD, like in Adjumani.
And then, I don't know, because it's, I'm very sure it's also targeting the South Sudanese children who are perhaps in Uganda and perhaps could be attending the education system here in Uganda. I don't know how easy it is for them to adapt to the systems of teaching here in Uganda.
They have also adapted, by way for your information, the South Sudan has adopted Ugandan education system. And therefore, when they came back to Uganda, it really was nothing much for them to adopt because that is the system they were using. So it's not a change of system.
Joining us today in the studio is the emergency specialist with UNICEF that has been leading the program on early childhood development to give us more light on why the program was actually initiated and its expected outcome to the refugee children and also those within the hosting communities.
My name is Jacob Opio. I'm an emergency specialist with UNICEF, based in the Gulu Zone office.
So thank you so much, and you're welcome to the program Focus on Refugees for today's edition. And today we focus on education sectors in the refugee camps, especially for the children who are living in the refugee settlement camps in West Nile. Recently, we got information about the shortage of funding, and as a result, the sectors of education and health were somehow affected. I don't know the condition of the children as of now.
Yeah, it is true. The overall emergency response has been facing very high challenges with funding, but particularly to education and also which relates directly to what UNICEF does. There has been a couple of intervention that has been put in place to help the children, not only refugees children, but also the national that are living together with the refugees. And for UNICEF, we have been supporting through our different implementing partners program on early childhood development, and also stretching to support primary schools education. If you look at the number of refugees that are coming into the country, and majority of them being children, you find that all these services that are being provided is really not adequate. So much as UNICEF and the government of Uganda and the rest of the partners have tried very much to do a lot in the areas of education, the gaps still exist. There are most of the schools in the settlement, they are in temporary structures, they are in tents, the classrooms are not adequate, there are no sitting facilities, the teachers are not adequate. So basically most of the ratios which relates to education, most of the indicators are not really up to standards. And that's the effort that every partner and the government are trying to do as much as possible to help address.
Now, talking about education, because it's the core of the future of these children. Now, you're saying the standard is quite low. What is being done to address that?
Yeah, as I said, a lot of efforts are being put in place to to improve on all these education indicators. I mean, the only challenge is the funding. But if you look at how the process has started, for example, when most of these refugees came in, they were all in temporary structures. But as we speak now, a number of classrooms have been built, a number of desks has been provided, a number of teachers have been recruited, a number of different programs are being put in place. So these are the different steps that different partners are trying to put in place to help address the problem. UNICEF in particular is also at the moment trying to put like permanent constructions in the refugee settlement for the early childhood development. They have done classroom construction, rehabilitation, provisions of desks. We only, every time during holidays, we are partnering with the primary teachers college, Donga PTC, Aruako PTC, to train teachers, to train the teachers that are being recruited, to train the caregivers for the early childhood development. All these programs are intended to improve on the quality of the education for the refugees' children and the health community as well.
How many schools are we talking about, and how many refugee settlement camps are we talking about here?
It's quite a lot. I mean, all these programs are being run in the refugee settlement in all the districts of starting with Lamuor, Adjumani, Moyo, Arua, and Kirandong as well, as for the refugees' children. And there are more than 100 schools that have been set up in all these places, primary schools.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Education for the disadvantaged children is still a possibility. Let's join our hands and see the children get educated. Thank you so much for keeping it 89.5 Speak FM Voices Unlimited. Till next time, same time, same station, I am Michael Jock, your host, Focus on Refugees.